Big news, of course, the Northwestern Wildcats upset victory over Maryland in the second round of the Big Ten tournament tonight. They beat Maryland by 8. Big victory. Second round that takes us to essentially the Final Four, the semifinals. They're going to have a big game, I guess it's tomorrow, right, against Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting. That's a big win. This is what they needed to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Law and Lindsay finished with a team-high 17 points. McIntosh put in 16 for the Wildcats. They looked good tonight.
Let's bring in Sam Panionovich, WGN Radio Sports. He's, of course, covering college basketball and the NBA. We'll talk about that as well. Sam, good to talk to you, buddy.
Meow. Was that good? I wasn't really that good. I practiced before and it didn't really go as planned.
It's really strong. The Cats with a huge win tonight. Does this change at all what we might expect from the Cats in terms of seeding in the tournament selection show on Sunday?
If they beat Wisconsin tomorrow, they could be a 7 seed in the tournament, which is crazy given the fact that they had to beat Michigan. That was the narrative last week, right? They had to beat Michigan to get in. And in fact, I was driving that narrative home too. I said, you can't lose 7 out of 9 and, you know, get back into the tournament. So they've taken care of business. You know, they beat Michigan. Now wins against Rutgers, Maryland. If they could beat Wisconsin tomorrow, I'm confident they can get a 7 seed in the tournament. And you want to avoid the number 1 seed, of course. You know,
right.
If you're 8 or 9, you win. Congrats. You play, you know, Gonzaga.
Right.
It's a little easier when you get to that 2 line. So I do think that they can pretty much dictate where they will play based on how far they go in the Big Ten tournament.
Is there any way, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but let's say that the Cats run the table and win the Big Ten tournament. Do you see at all a situation in which, a scenario in which they even go further, that they get a 6 or possibly a 5?
5 is out of the question, because after Purdue's loss, they were the Big Ten regular season champs, and, you know, the experts have them on the 5 line right now, so I don't think Northwestern would climb that high. I do think 7 is the ceiling. Remember, they also, the Big Ten championship game sometimes ends after the bracket's actually submitted, right? I mean, that's happened in years past where you're like, all right, well, we don't know who won the Big Ten championship game, but here's the bracket. So I think 7 is the ceiling. I think 4 would be a 9, but I think in all honesty, they're probably going to get in. My guess would be that they're going to be an 8 seed in the Big Dance. But, hey, they're in.
Yeah,
finally, they're in. I'm telling you. I'm going to go ask Dave Ennett for a raise. They won a bowl game in football, and they're going to the tournament in basketball. It's time.
Yes. And you called it last year. We were talking last year about what we could expect from the Cats this year, and you said you guaranteed that they'd make the tournament. So, Sam, doing God's work, picking college basketball.
Well, I didn't guarantee it. I just looked at the roster, and there's too much talent there, and that's what Chris Collins has done. He's brought in boatloads of players that – haven't been playing in Northwestern. They went to Illinois. They went to DePaul. They've left the state. They've left the Big Ten. Chris Collins is keeping guys in state, and then he's bringing in top talent from other states. It's a great sight to see.
All right, let's talk about some of the other Illinois teams that possibly could have tournament dreams. Illinois State looked in good position, but yesterday a couple of teams did some upsetting. TCU and others beat big name. And I was watching ESPN last night, and they – predicted that Illinois State, the Redbirds, were on the bubble. They were on the other side of the bubble. They were out.
Yeah, and you had 2 more wins today. You had Kansas State. They beat Baylor. They needed 1 more win to probably get in. They got it over Baylor, a top 25 team. You also had Vanderbilt on the bubble under Bryce Drew, who used to coach at Valpo. They beat Florida again today. So that's 2 more teams that probably go into the tournament. Unfortunately for teams like Illinois State, you have to win your conference tournament. I mean, the strength of the schedule in the Missouri Valley isn't that great. They don't have many big wins. Their only big win was against Wichita State. They're unfortunately right now, from all the guys I talked to, they're on the outside looking in. They needed a lot of help in a big way. And unfortunately, a lot of the other teams on the bubble with stronger schedules, better resumes, they're racking up wins.
Let's talk about the Illini. The Illini had a terrible end to the season, losing to Rutgers. There was talk that maybe they could be a bubble team if they made a run. Lost to Rutgers, lost in the first round, got blown out by Michigan. A lot of talk about John Gross possibly, you know, being his last in Illinois. What do you think? What do you think about the coaching situation for the Illini?
Well, you know, I went to Illinois. That's where I started my college career, so I'm salty as anybody. They got blown out by 20 points or more 9 times in the last 2 years. I looked that up actually yesterday. 20 points or more, they've did that 9 times in the last 2 seasons. I mean, the expectations in Champaign used to be, what seed will we be in the tournament, right? I mean, it was like, well, we know we're going. Now the expectation is to get on the bubble. I mean, that can't be very well pleasing with Josh Whitman, the athletic director, who brought in Lovie Smith on the football side. He had to write that ship and bring in the right guy to steer the football program. He can't be happy with the slide. I mean, it started with Bill Self leaving, going to Kansas. You got Bruce Weber, who was able to make a couple of tournaments with Bill Self's players. Gross made the tournament with Bruce Weber's players, and now his players just aren't cutting it. He's outmatched. He's getting outcoached all the time. And, I mean, if you just you look at some of their games, I mean, they lose by 25. They lose by 30. They're getting waxed by the elite teams. 10 years ago, they were national title contenders.
Is the Illini a destination? I mean, if let's say you get rid of Gross, is the Illini still a premier destination, a Big Ten team, of course, that would attract a major talent at the coaching position?
Well, common wisdom would say they're not, but ironically enough, guess who has the number one recruiting class for next season? John Gross.
Right.
So now you have to tiptoe that line. Do we fire John Gross and can him? He's got some years left on his deal. If he goes, if he gets blown out, do you keep these recruits intact? That's, you know, the line you have to think about now if you're Josh Whitman making these decisions. I don't think it's a destination, but it just takes one team, right? It takes one team to make a dance and make a deep run. But this guy has had pretty decent recruiting classes, and he hasn't done much with it. So, I mean, you can't miss the tournament 4 years in a row and be safe. It's just not the way it goes.
Especially here, especially in the Big Ten. All right, let's talk NBA basketball. We'll wrap up there. The Chicago Bulls at the beginning of this week, I think it was the weekend, we were talking about them being at the sixth seed, and the arrow was looking up, and they have now, after tonight's loss to the Houston Rockets, lost 4 in a row, and they are out of the playoff picture. They have dropped to the 9 seed. They are on the outside looking in. Obviously, they're still a month's worth of basketball to play, but things are not looking great over at the United Center.
This team, I just don't know what to say anymore. They beat Golden State at home, and then they lose 4 in a row. You know, they lose to the Clippers. Then they lose at Detroit. They lose to Orlando. Orlando is atrocious. And then tonight, they played the Rockets at home and gave up a 33-2 run. You know how hard it is to give up 33-2 runs in basketball in the NBA. Baddish, me, Pete, and Rob could go out there and do better. I mean, that's just you just don't know what you have. And, you know, that's the league for you, though. I mean, you can beat any team on any given night, especially those Thursday TNT games. They won 19 in a row on Thursday night games,
yeah,
which is it's unexplainable. But it's also unexplainable how you lose to Detroit and Orlando and the Clippers. So it's more bad than it is good, and we talked about this before the season. I said they're going to be worse because they don't play any defense. I mean, Houston comes in your building, they score 115 points, and it's just they don't stop anybody. The coach is outmatched. The roster is awful. It's a mess. I mean, why should you want them to go to the playoffs and get swept? Maybe they win a game, cool. But this team is just stuck in the middle again.
Again, and I don't know the way out. I mean, I don't. In the NBA, I mean, you really have to have a lottery pick to grab.
You've got to trade Jimmy Butler. You got to trade. Jimmy's got to go. That's the only way to fix this. If you want to fix this, you've got to blow it up, and you've got to do it the right way. You've got to stockpile assets and draft picks. I mean, they have Jimmy Butler right now in his prime, and they're 31-34.
Right.
What's the point? I mean, they've tried to build around him. They've tried to bring in guys. I mean, they brought in Pau Gasol. It didn't work. They traded 5 picks for Doug McDermott. That thing flatlined right away. So it's roster assembly. I don't think the guys putting the roster together know what they're doing. But also, you just don't have much direction. The only problem is the Bulls are still number one in the league in attendance. And they've led the league in attendance and jersey sales for the last 25, 30 years.
So Reinsdorf said, I mean, the rumors came out that Gar Forman and John Paxson are safe. What about Fred Hoiberg? I mean, this is an experiment in the way that this was a rookie coaching hire, and he's had 2 seasons of just obviously his roster is not the greatest, but just chaos. We're supposed to play a certain type of basketball. We're not playing anything. Would this team at all benefit from a coaching change?
They could. You'd have to bring the right guy in. I don't know who that is with that roster. I mean, you could bring in Phil Jackson, and he wouldn't win with this roster. I also don't know that they're going to try and fire Fred Hoiberg and pay him $15 million not to coach.
All right.
Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't like to waste money. Well, it's a five-year deal for $25 million. This is year two.
Okay.
So I doubt you're going to pay him 3 years not to coach. But he would just be the fall guy, J.K. I mean, if you fire Fred Hoiberg, does the team get better? No. The answer is no. I mean, Gar Forman is the guy who put the team together. But Gar Forman is safe. You know, it's like the Godfather. The Bulls are like the Godfather. If you're in the family, you're in the family for life.
It's always colorful. Sam Panionovich, WGN Radio Sports. We got to do this again soon, obviously, with the tournament coming up and the home stretch for the Chicago Bulls. Lots to talk about. Sam, thanks for joining us, man.
Always fun, guys. Take care.